Now, back to Open House with Team Reba.
Welcome back to Open House with Team Reba. I'm Eric Osnes from Home Street Bank Home Mortgage.
And I'm Reba Haas from Team Reba.
Where every Saturday at 2 o'clock, we bring you information on, 2 o'clock?
Saturdays from 2 to 3.
2 to 3.
Thanks for paying attention.
AM 1590.
We like that. Nothing better than being prepared.
You ever get that point? It's like, wait, is that right? Yeah, that's right.
No, ever since we've changed stations, I'm still kind of like, oh yeah, that's when we're on again.
That's right.
I forgot
that. Yep.
But yes, no, I think we're good. Excellent. So do you want me to tell you that quick little story?
Please.
The agency thing? Okay, so before we left for the break, I had mentioned that there's a lot of craziness going on. And most people know that we have a really frenzied market, right? And one of the things that drives me a little bit nuts is that every conversation I have, it's so funny because like this one coaching group I'm in, they're like, oh, what's the question everybody wants to ask you? It's like, oh, is it like, what's the value of my home? Actually, not really. They kind of want to know the general stuff and they kind of want to know about their home. But most people are fascinated, I think because of shows like HGTV. I think they're just fascinated about like the frenzy and the pace. And there's this assumption of a bunch of people out making a ton of money and everything looks easy and there's all that, right?
Right.
And it's like, none of what we actually do looks anything like what's on any of those programs.
Correct.
Right? Not at all.
Correct.
Not one iota. And I don't even watch them because they usually just torque me off. I just like, 10 years ago, I realized I was screaming at the television and I just was like, my stress levels, I got to stop watching this crap. So I quit watching it. So to me, it's like a 4-letter word to hear HGTV. But most people want to, they're just like, oh, so you must be doing really well right now. The market's so great. And what they're not realizing is that this kind of market is actually a nightmare. It's a nightmare.
It's
great if you're a seller and you're receiving equity out of your home.
Right.
But for absolutely everybody else involved in the industry, it is a big pain in the patootie.
That's right. Because if you're working with buyers, and there's such a limited supply of homes.
Oh,
you're trying to win offers for your buyer.
Oh, yeah. You're scrambling you constantly.
You might not win the first one or the second.
Or the third or the fifth or the 10th
right.
or the 20th in some people's cases.
Yep.
You know, and so
it's really frustrating.
It's very frustrating for a lot of people. It's very demoralizing. And especially when what you're seeing is the price is continuing to appreciate, at roughly, a 1% a month pace, your ability to save rarely keeps pace
right.
with the valuations, right? So you got people who are losing, they're losing their ability to purchase or their purchasing power is being diminished. And of course, as we're in a rising interest rate environment right now, that also is affecting their ability to purchase. And right now, because of the lack of inventory, the sellers are the only ones making out like bandits.
Right.
They're really the only ones. And so what it means is people in my position, we're working our booties off because we're having to run, right. And go through pre-inspection after pre-inspection, which is hours and hours of your time every single week. We've got tons of people in our office who are working more than 40-hour weeks, and they're getting burnt out many times. And we're a team of 7 with 4 licensees, right?
Right.
So imagine if you're a single agent. Like this is my prediction is that, the single agent is going to be gone in 5 years. And I kind of really hope within 3 years or less. But because this industry just can't function the way it has for the last many decades, right? It just can't continue functioning this way. They got to bring corporate style work into what has been the Wild West of business, right? Because
right.
it is. It's the Wild West.
Yeah.
And the other thing that ends up happening, and I've told numerous people about this recently, is, just like 2006, like if you're working with somebody who's not been through a number of cycles, they have no clue. They have no clue about any of these changes. They have no idea about like some of the strategies that you have to have. And they also don't realize that they might be new, but there's a whole bunch of other new people with them. And like in 2006, what we experienced at that time was we had the largest number of real estate agents in the state working, right?
Yeah.
Who had active licenses. And we're back at that. We have over 30,000 licensees in Washington state right now.
30,000.
Over 30,000, which about 28,000. We were just getting to 28,000 that are actually members of the local Northwest Multiple Listing Service, of which the majority of them work in the Tri-County area where the most activity happens, of course. And so what ends up happening is we're getting 200 to 250 brand new agents a month. And so what that means is when you have this shortage of inventory, you have more people chasing the same opportunities, with many more of them being less experienced.
Yeah.
Right? Which is a frightening thing when you're talking about $500,000, $750,000, $1.5 million, $2.5 million properties. Because that's what typical properties in Seattle, Renton, and Bellevue are selling for. These are common prices that we see every single day. And you get these yahoos, and you also think about it, you know, we have about 65% home ownership across the United States. So if you apply that here locally, about 35% of the people who are trying to help you buy or sell a house have never even bought or sold a house themselves.
Right. Yeah, exactly.
So like, oh, great. You haven't even done this on your own, you know, which makes it frightening.
But they passed the test.
It's 70% or better. Yay. Right. Great. Yeah. C-grade or better.
To get a real estate license, you have to pass the test, the exam. Mm-hmm. You have to buy it by at least 70%.
Yeah.
They don't tell you the other part that you missed. You don't know what questions you missed.
You have no idea where you are.
So there are a lot of agents
are
out there actively practicing, dealing with hundreds and sometimes, you know,
that's
millions
exactly
of
what
dollars.
They're doing. They're practicing.
And, right, yeah, that's not in a good way.
No.
So they're dealing with your lives, your vacation, your earnest money, your plans, your future, mm-hmm. you know, the home you're having to vacate because you just gave notice to your landlord, mm-hmm. all those sort of things.
Yep.
And we don't know what questions they missed.
Yeah.
And so if you are their first transaction or
good luck to
second
you.
Or third or fourth or whatever.
Yeah, just because your buddy got his license does not mean he's the best person to represent
you. I'm telling you, we've seen so many horror stories of the things that can go wrong.
Oh, yeah, definitely. And we can do another show totally on that. But what I want to talk about on that agency thing, because I want to make sure we get to our guests, because we have some really cool stuff that's coming. We've talked about this on the show already a couple of times, you know, in the last 2 months. But I want to make sure we get to this because it's also very exciting. It's something I care an awful lot about because we do have we have one live in the studio. We have Laura Elfline with us, and we also are going to have Cameron Reith calling in by phone. Okay, well, he'll be on here in a minute when I'm done with my story. Thank you, David. But, but you know, they are here to talk about Northwest Echo Building Guild and the upcoming Northwest Green Home Tour, which is going to happen April 28th and 29th. But back to my point real quick. So here's what's happening. I mentioned there's all these people trying to chase the same opportunities.
Right.
What a lot of people and consumers don't know locally is that our multiple listing service, we are a self-reporting agency, basically. And so if people are going against ethics or rules or any of that, like, we're supposed to turn that in ourselves. And the MLS will actually find people. Like, if they take them in, look and listen to the story, and they determine that someone is at fault with a thing that they've done, they find the agent and their brokerage.
Right.
Fully half of all the fines that are going on every 6 weeks timetable, which is how they run it, is people interfering with agency or pre-marketing property.
Interesting.
And so many people don't know that if you're about to sell your home, your agent can't pre-market it. They are restricted from doing that because it is against the consumer's best interest to have that done. Because if they're pre-marketing it personally and only trying to bring that to them, then that means that the customer is not getting their best opportunity for full value. Because here's an example. That property in Fremont that we listed last week, we have 5 offers on it. We went on at $650. And while I can't tell you the total end price that we're going to be at, I will tell you we're going to end up somewhere a good $100,000 to $250,000 over asking.
Wow.
And I will tell you, many people were trying to go after my client ahead of us going on market, and even while we have been on market, interfering with my agency relationship with this customer.
Interesting. Yeah.
Because it's sitting in Fremont and people know there's value associated to it.
Of course.
So I've had 2 agents, one who submitted an offer directly to my customer even while we were on market and with very specific terminology saying no agents to be engaged, and then his neighbor, who is a 3-year licensed agent, who first tried to buy it well under value, and then now is talking and whispering in his ear about what they think I should be able to get for him, and that if I don't do that, they should get rid of me and work with them.
Well, sure.
Not only was there that, but another client of mine who's looking to buy out on Vashon right now, they spent time over the weekend. They just got there and settled in their rental property, and now they're looking for a long-term home. And they went to some open houses, and literally an agent told them, oh, no, you don't want to use somebody who's off island because no one here will talk to them. They won't return their phone calls. They won't want to sell to you if there's multiple offers. They're just going to eject your offer from the mix. I mean, it was egregious. The stuff that was said.
It was a little bit different over there on the island.
Yeah. Well, and again, it's an agent who's only been in the business for 2.5 years. Yeah. She sold a total of 14 homes in that period of time. I've sold 300. I think I got a little more experience on her. And she had the audacity to tell them, like, she won't understand septic systems. Do you know how many houses I have sold with septic systems? Two of them, including you. You know? So, I mean, and the thing was, is my client, this is somebody who I worked with 20 years ago when I was in software sales. Mm. And she's very loyal to me. They just moved up here from California. She's like, what the? And like, she sent me this email. She was like so ticked off. Like, she was like, you know, masking the curse words in her email. You know, like, oh, I'm so pissed. And she wants us to file a complaint. Mm. And so I talked to my designated broker today, and they're on board. They're like, well, if they'll put it in writing, we will. Because I can tell you right now, that goes against consumers. Here's what you need to know. That fully goes against the Northwest Multiple Listing Service, which is a cooperative brokerage. It is a membership organization where every brokerage locally agrees specifically for everyone to be engaged and to work with people from other offices. And this agent just full on said, oh, no, we're not going to do that. Mm-hmm. And I went, well, did you get her name?
Yeah, they are.
And they did.
Yeah.
So we're going to file a complaint on her. Because, there again, what is she doing to the consumer when that's the attitude?
Right. Yeah, it's not a good...
It's not consumer friendly.
Not good for anybody.
And this is the thing, you know, I've been fighting for 15 years since I got in this industry.
Absolutely.
So I took up more of this segment than I planned to. That's why I told you we should have done a show on this. But when we get back... Absolutely. We're going to focus on the Northwest Green Home Tour.
Let's get green here. Stay tuned. More Open House with Team Reba.
Open House with Team Reba on AM 1590. The Answer.